Track 3 and our headline stories. Glowing report, Max College as outstanding. Students, staff, parents and carers are celebrating after a Dawlish-based specialist education college received an outstanding rating from inspectors. Ofsted has rated Oakwood Specialist College, which has its main campus in Dawlish, as outstanding in all six areas. The report was officially released today, and college principal Esther Williams was delighted with the results, which reflect the exceptional quality of education and support provided to young people with special educational needs and disabilities. "We're delighted with the outcome of our Ofsted inspection," she said. "Being rated outstanding across the board is fantastic and a real reflection of the hard work and care that everyone in the Oakwood community puts in every single day. Our learners are at the centre of everything we do, and it is such a joy to see their efforts and achievements recognised like this. We're also incredibly grateful to our local and national employers who have been amazing partners in helping our learners gain real work experience that enables them to make informed and confident choices about their futures. What makes me especially proud is that the inspectors saw the real Oakwood, the way we support each learner as a whole person. Our therapeutic approach isn't just something we talk about, it's something we live every day, making sure every young person feels safe, confident, and valued. Oakwood really is a special place, and that's down to the incredible team we have here. Their dedication, professionalism, and genuine care make a difference in our learners' lives every single day. Inspectors judged the college as outstanding in the following areas: overall effectiveness, quality of education, behaviour and attitudes, personal development, leadership and management, and provision for learners with high needs. Oakwood Specialist College delivers post-16 education at our campuses in Dawlish, Torpoint and Yate in South Gloucestershire, supporting learners to achieve their full potential in a therapeutically informed and inclusive environment. Highlights from the Ofsted report include that learners regularly exceed the expectations of their EHC plan, such as gaining meaningful paid employment. Inspectors also said learners make excellent progress and college leaders have integrated a range of highly individualised therapeutic interventions and approaches into the curriculum effectively. Staff were said to support learners to participate in high-quality work experience activities linked to their long-term goals. Leaders have implemented a highly personalised careers programme that matches learners' aspirations, and teachers set very high expectations for learners to become more independent as quickly as they are able. Students develop significant new knowledge, skills and behaviours. Ms. Williams said, "We are incredibly proud of our staff, learners and the wider community for their dedication and commitment, which has been so clearly recognised in this report."
Residents demand action on development. Residents living near a housing development on the outskirts of Tynmouth have demanded that Teignbridge planners take action to fix issues that led to a stop notice being issued earlier this month. Around 50 residents, along with local councillors and a representative from MP Martin Wrigley's office, gathered at Bitton House last Wednesday on May the 14th to share their experiences and concerns. The community meeting came as Harrington Homes invited councillors to visit the Higher Exeter Road site. The residents called for Teignbridge District Council to take enforcement measures and introduce a variation to the stop notice to ensure the developers, Harrington Homes, address flooding and pollution concerns and remove thousands of tonnes of spoil from a protected meadow. Teignbridge District Council ordered Harrington Homes to stop work on its site at Higher Exeter Road in Tynmouth on May the 2nd. However, residents living near the development reported that they had witnessed activity continuing on the site after the stop notice had been issued, with contractors working every day between Tuesday, May the 6th and Wednesday, May the 14th. Judith Watt, who convened the meeting, pointed out that the hill on which the development is taking place is alive with various springs and watercourses. She asked for reassurance that work on the site would not interfere with water flow patterns. Many at the meeting reported seeing potential pollution in Bitton Brook, the watercourse that runs down to the River Teen. After seeing the water run chalky white or red-brown and thick with silt, instead of the usual clear water, the residents asked for assurances that the developers are implementing robust measures to prevent pollution. Neighbours said they were worried that a failure to implement proper drainage and floor mitigation measures could prevent them from getting flood insurance or even selling their properties. Last month, local volunteers tested water at the mouth of the brook as part of the Great UK Water Blitz and yielded a poor ecological status result. Near the top of the site, residents near Venn Farm were alarmed that around 5,000 tonnes of spoil was dumped on an area that is supposed to be retained grassland between March the 25th and May the 1st. They've demanded that Teignbridge amend the stop notice so the developers can remove the subspoil and reinstate the meadow, along with 20 metres of ancient Devon bank that was removed in December 2023. Joe Rice, a caseworker for Martin Wrigley, said the MP would be adding Harrington Homes to the list of developers they intend to hold to account. Residents said they understand that houses need to be built and they don't oppose the development, but they are worried about how long things are taking. This is a 255-house development. They've been on site for over 3 years and have only built 27, pointed out local resident Bill Carpenter.
Dawlish coach parking disrupted by project. Coach drivers bringing day trippers to Dawlish are struggling to park as work continues on South West Water's multi-million scheme to improve water quality. Previously, coach drivers would drop visitors in the town centre before heading out of town to park their vehicles at Sandy Lane. But work is currently underway to build a large underground storage tank at Sandy Lane, capable of holding up to 2,200,000 gallons of storm flow. South West Water's plan is to be able to store more wastewater at times of heavy rainfall, which can then be treated, reducing the reliance on storm overflows. However, while the work is ongoing, engineers and equipment are using a large part of the Sandy Lane car park. This now means that not only do coaches have nowhere to park up for the day, there is insufficient space for the vehicles to turn around. This has meant some coaches have been parking in the town centre for prolonged periods of time. Some have been parking in Piermont Place, directly in front of several cafes with pavement seating areas. One resident said, "Coaches are just parking outside Seaview and making it unpleasant for those sitting enjoying lunch or a drink." Another suggested there should be a maximum 30-minute waiting time limit to drop off and pick up passengers. But Dawlish is a popular day trip for visitors, and summer trade could be affected if the situation for coach parking is not resolved. Town, District and County Councillor Rosie Dawson said, "We were informed that South West Water were going to use half the car park, but it looks like there are only 4 spaces free now. Coaches could go to Dawlish Warren, but the parking there is not specifically for coaches. The problem at Sandy Lane is there is not enough turning space, even if there were room for coaches to park there. Communication should be clearer. However, Councillor Dawson said she did not believe the massive project was deterring people from visiting Dawlish, despite the upheaval. She said, "When I have spoken to people on day trips who ask what is going on, they seem to be really glad something is being done. I'm not going to say it won't put some people off, and we have got a couple of businesses which are going to struggle to get through this. But we do need more communication when things are going to change, and it shouldn't be the first we hear about it when there's a huge amount of disruption." A spokesman for South West Waters said, "We worked with Team Bridge District Council, and it was agreed that most of the car park spaces would be needed during the works. However, we've done our best to reduce the space we use as much as possible to reduce disruption, and we are looking to repaint the remaining area to maximise car parking spaces. The council is currently looking into other locations for coaches to park, and we will support this. South West Waters says it plans to complete the scheme by May 2026.